Good afternoon, or good morning, Horseman. I keep forgetting we're back on Thursday mornings now. This is Scott Miller at the International Equine Network in Delray Beach, Florida, and we got a great program for you today. The program that we have for you today is exciting. It's looking into the future. It's getting behind the in the minds of the owners and the trainers and let you know what they're doing, which I am an owner, and I was a trainer. Couldn't train a rat to eat cheese, but I was a trainer for a few months. In the horse business, your goal is to get to the Kentucky Derby. And then after the Kentucky Derby, you like to put the icing on the cake with the Breeders' Cup. And the reason I say that is because the Kentucky Derby's been around for 151 years, and it's, you know, kind of the yardstick that we measure our horses by. If you do good in the Derby, and then you can go on to the Preakness and the Belmont for the Triple Crown, and if you do good there, then you go on to the Breeders' Cup, and it solidifies your horse as a broodmare prospect or as a breeding stallion. And that's what the owners are trying to do now. They're kind of weighing things out now that we got through the Triple Crown, and we've got a couple of races that are coming up here, like the Haskell, and it'll be coming up at in Monmouth Park. And then we got, Saratoga up there. They've got a lot of good races there that you can label your stallion with. You know, if you win at Saratoga, you know, and win a signature race up there, you know, that you'll be doing, you know, pretty good, you know, with your as a stallion prospect. And that's what we all look at, you know, and, you know, it's a tough road to go because it's literally a year of training that you have to get your horse ready. You start out as a young 2-year-old, like say at Saratoga. If you can break his maiden at Saratoga as a 2-year-old, then you lead right on in to, you know, a couple more prep races. One at Churchill Downs, the Iroquois, which is the first, race that you get Derby points in, and you got the Futurity at Keeneland, and those are two signature races that if you win those, you know, you're starting on a good road to, you know, possibly having a good stallion at the end of the day is what it's about. But like I said, you know, the owners and trainers got a lot of things to think about getting their horses to the breeding shed. That's the ultimate place to go is the breeding shed, because that's where you make the most money in a stallion's career. They can go to 100 mares a year. Some of these stallions are getting, you know, anywhere from $100,000 to $250,000 a mare. And, you know, you take that times 100, that's a lot of money. And so this is the foundation that they start to lay right now this time of year, you know, with their 2-year-olds. First of all, it's breeding. You've got to have the bloodlines, you know, to you know, make a statement saying, you know, this is the bloodline, and if things go according to plans, you know, we're going to end up with a good stallion. But in order to end up with a good stallion, you got to guide them and direct them right down, you know, the road to the finish line. So you literally start out, like I said before, this is the road to the Kentucky Derby. You start out at September with the Iroquois at Churchill Downs, which is good because your horse has already got a race over Churchill Downs. And when it comes around, you know, almost a year later to the Derby, you've got some experience on the track. The road to the 2025 road to the Kentucky Derby was a series of races in 2024 and 2025. Through which horses qualify for the 2025 Kentucky Derby, which is held on May the 3rd. The field for the Derby is limited to 20 horses, with up to 4 also eligibles in case of a late withdrawal or scratch from the field. Now, this takes place in the United States, Japan, Ireland, the United Arab Emirates, and France, and England. Now, you're scattered all over, you know, and you got to start picking the races that you want your horses to run in. And this all goes along with getting them to the Derby. If you win one of the prep races, you know, or two of the prep races, and you have enough points to get into the Derby, and if you, and there's only 20 horse field, and if you get into the Derby, then, you know, you can kind of go from there, you know, building the resume for your horse as a stallion. And this is a tough road to go because you've got so many directions you can go. Now, I'm not saying that you, in order to have a good stallion, that you've got to run in the Derby, Preakness, and Belmont, and the Breeders' Cup. There have been a lot of stallions that were mediocre that ended up to be, you know, decent stallions and produce winners. But the resume looks good once you start filling it in. They've added to this prep season the Virginia Derby. That has been added to the season. Sunland Park Derby is there. UAE Derby and the Cardinal Stakes. Mostly, you know, those are the ones that were added mostly in the last two or three years, you know, I would say. But what they're doing is they're trying to get a good program for the stallions, potential stallions and broodmares. And that just goes to show you that the industry's thinking, how can we help the horsemen and the owners, you know, solidify a resume that would be worthy of you taking a mare to. And this is the way they do it with the prep races. And that's a tough road to go now, because you've got a lot of races that are coming up over the next 6, 7, 8 months. That'll be there, and they're all over the country, from, you know, Hot Springs, Arkansas, to Florida, California, New Mexico, New York, Kentucky. You know, it's a series of races that you have to go through. And what I like about it is the challenge of it. Now, last year, for example, the horses pretty much stayed in their location. Yeah, and when I say location, I mean like Hot Springs, Arkansas, Louisiana, Florida, Kentucky, California, you know that type of thing. And they did it, and a lot of reasoning for doing this is weather conditions and travel. For the most part, we had an average weather condition year last year. Had rain, snow, sleet, you know, had the whole nine yards, so that the horses got used to it and experienced in it, just in case, like this year when we got to Churchill Downs, it was rain and mud. So all the horses, you know, pretty much had trained or, you know, been exposed to rain and mud, which was a good thing for all the trainers because they did the right thing by staying in the right spot. Now, next year, that's not saying that it's going to happen again next year. You know, it might not happen. You know, they might get, you know, different weather conditions. But the long and short of it is, and what I'm trying to do in this rambling on that I'm doing here, is explaining to you that the owners and trainers have a lot to think about. First, you got to think of, you know, what can I do to get my horse's resume built for the Derby? Then after the Derby, if you do good, you want to see what you got to do to get your horse's resume built for the Breeders' Cup. So, you know, that's a whole different program. Every week you're trying to figure out where you go with them and what you do with them, you know, and how you do it and all. So that makes it tough. So now we're at a point right now where we've had the Triple Crown, and all the horses got pointed to where they were supposed to be going. They did the Triple Crown, and now we know exactly what kind of horse that owner and trainer has. So now the owner and trainer has to, you know, figure out the rest of the year leading up to the Breeders' Cup. So we're literally looking from the Melbourne Stakes. It was at Saratoga this year, here 2 weeks ago. You know, we're looking at that, and then they've got two, maybe three races that they have to race before the Breeders' Cup in November at Del Mar. So that, you know, you don't want to be running into a lot of heavy hitters. You know, like say the Haskell's going to be pretty good this year. You might see the top, the 1, 2, 3 finishers in the Derby and in the Belmont there at the Haskell. You know, that could, you know, that could very well be. So now, you know, the owners are saying, what do we do? What's our contingency plan? Where do we go? Do we, you know, go in with these heavy hitters? And certainly if you win the race, you know, you're sitting there, you know, let's say you win the Travers or the Haskell. You know, then that's pretty good on your resume. Then you can just kind of, you know, sit back and wait for the Breeders' Cup to come around, because that's really all you would need is one more race, and that would be the Breeders' Cup, and that would give you a resume that would be second to none in here. But that's what the owners and trainers are looking at now. There's very few races between now and the Breeders' Cup, which is in October 31st and November 1st at Del Mar. So now that's the situation they're in. They've got to pull everything back. They got to sit down and start from scratch again. And you go in and you look at the road that took you to the Derby, to the Preakness, and to the Belmont, and to the Breeders' Cup. And you look at it and say, well, is his resume good? You know, what kind of stallion do you think he would be? Is he going to breed sprinters, milers, or classics? And so, you know, you just kind of put your resume together and you start thinking about the marketing aspect of your stallion and everything. And that's a tough thing to do because, you know, you're trying to sell potential. And potential is the easiest thing to sell because theoretically the bloodline and the races that your horse ran should produce a horse that would do the same or better. And that's where the owners and trainers are at now. You know, what do you do? You got a mile and a quarter at the Travers, which is the same as the Derby. And it's, you know, it would solidify your horse if you could win the Derby and win the Travers. That would make him, you know, an outstanding stallion prospect. But if he didn't run good in the Derby and he didn't run good in the Travers, you know that the horse is not going to be a good classic horse, you know, to breed to, you know. But just like I said, it's all about potential, what could be, you know. And you look at the bloodline of your stallion or your brood mare, and you go back and say, well, okay, well, you know, she did this or he did this, and this, and these are the results. These are the bloodline, and these are the results. So, you know, you're sitting there, you know, you don't know what's going to happen until that first foal hits the ground. So potentially you want to sell as much as you can of your stallion and your mare and the race records that they had. You know, that's very important, you know, that you have to do, because that's the only thing you actually have to go on until that actual foal hits the ground. And then, you know, see what he looks like, see how fast he's growing. And then when those babies start hitting the track, the process starts all over again. Now, I know one guy that he bred to a Kentucky Derby winner. His mare was a stakes placed winner, and she did real good. She could run 7 furlongs a mile. She ran a couple times on the grass, a couple times on the dirt. So, you know, she was a pretty good, you know, base for you to take to, you know, a Kentucky Derby winner, which my friend did. So then he came back, and I was talking to him one day, and I said, well, where are you going with the horse? And he told me the trainer, and he's going to. And I said, well, I said, you know, that's good. You couldn't get any better than that. And then he said, but now, he said, the racing. I said, what you want to do is you want to mirror the stallion and the mare's racing journey, what they did. You kind of blend them together and see, you know, kind of determine where you're going to run the horse now, whether it's short, long, grass, or dirt. So he says, you know, he's now I'm really confused. And I said, well, yeah. I said, I agree with you. I said, I'd be confused too. I said, the best thing to do is put the decision in your trainer's hands, because your trainer's been there, done that, and he's done that year in and year out with quite a lot of results. So, you know, you got to be pleased with that. So now that you've gotten to that point, you know, you kind of can see what goes and goes from there. So now he's on a journey. similar to what he was on last year. I said, okay. I said, we'll go from there. So he's having some success now. He's up at Saratoga with the horse. He's already got a win underneath his belt from Churchill. So he's doing pretty good. You know, you can't really go wrong with him and everything. So, you know, I don't know what to say to him, you know, or where to go. But, you know, they got to do something. So now the trainers have won a race up at Churchill with their horse. And now they're at Saratoga, and they're on the right path. You know, as long as it's a race at Saratoga, it can be an allowance race, you know, or a stakes race. That's the main thing to do with them right there, is to get that resume built up. You know, sure, it'd like to be a stake race at Saratoga or Del Mar or, you know, or Churchill or Keeneland, you know, but that's coming down the road, and you kind of grow with the horse as you go. So the main thing now for you to do is to go over everything. And the ultimate goal, and like I say, I mean, it's great to win the Derby, the Preakness, or the Belmont, you know, the Haskell or you know, something like that, you know, is really good, or the Travers. But the ultimate goal is, as you get through the year, is to get experience and good showings at these different tracks. Now, the Breeders' Cup is probably the place to be with your horse. It's going to be the final race, probably, of your horse's career, and it's going to be what people remember. When you get to the Breeders' Cup, everybody's pretty much forgotten the Derby. The hype's over, the Preakness hype is over, the Belmont, you know, all the summer races, you know, and Saratoga's over with. So the Breeders' Cup is your one and only situation you can get your horse into that you can have your horse recognized as a champion. You can erase any questions that you have about your horse by winning a Breeders' Cup race, whether it's long, short, you know, whatever. That's just something you don't have to worry about. You know, after that, you can say, yeah, he did this, this, and this, you know, getting to the Breeders' Cup. He had some bad races, had some good races, but the best race he had was at the Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup Limited announced April 10th an expanded schedule for the 2025 Breeders' Cup Challenge Series, winning you're in, which will feature 93 races in 15 countries, the most in Breeders' Cup history. Each winner will receive an automatic qualifying position with fees paid into a corresponding race at the Breeders' Cup World Championships in Del Mar. Now, having said that, that shows you that your horse is going to be running against the best from all over the world. That's where what they're going to be doing. So this race could eliminate any and all questions that anybody would have about the ability of your horse. You know, it will erase all bad races, and it will improve the races that you did good in. So you got to remember that. We're looking at 93 races in 15 countries that they'll be going to for qualifying for the Breeders' Cup this year. This is really a great thing to do. You know, in the 42nd running of the Breeders' Cup World Championship, the two-day international festival of racing consisting of 14 grade one races and a strong undercard worth purses and awards of more than $34 million will be held October 31st and November 1st at Del Mar Racetrack in California. And so now, you know, you see where we're going with this whole thing. You know, with the International Breeders' Cup Challenge Series already underway, featuring a record 49 races, the 44 domestic portion of the series kicks off June 6th and 7th at Saratoga Racecourse. See, we're back to, again, at Saratoga Racecourse, trying to, you know, get your horse, you know, solid, you know, running at Saratoga makes everything. With the Ogden Phipps Stakes, it's an automatic berth to the $2 million Breeders' Cup Distaff. The Metropolitan Handicap Grade 1 provides a starting spot in the $2 million Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, And the Jaipur Stakes is the grade one, would put you in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. So now, you know that you're seeing how this all goes. You know why you got to get to where you're going to. The benefits, as a part of the benefits to the horsemen, the Breeders' Cup has allocated a record $6.51 million in entry fees and $480,000 domestic foal nominator awards for this year's Challenge Series. It will pay the entry fees and guarantee a starting position in a corresponding championship when for the races that you win. So in other words, what they're doing is they're doing everything they can to help the breeder, to help the breeder out, because that's where the money's at. I've known a lot of horses that ran good on the track, you know, but they faltered in the breeding shed. I've known horses that haven't done very well, you know, on the track, but yet they produced nice foals and that won, you know, on the track. And so the whole point of what I'm trying to say here today, and I know I've confused a lot of people, is the fact that our system in thoroughbred racing is set up to do everything they can to help the owner and the breeders of the horses that you see racing. And the way you do that is creating a system, like a point system that you have for the Kentucky Derby, because that eliminates a lot of horses that normally, wouldn't be in the Derby. Back in the day, you know, you'd have a 20-horse field, and whoever had the most money, you know, to get their horse in, nominated and in, you know, and won the most money on the track got in. Well, you know, that necessarily didn't mean anything. You can win a lot of money by nickel and diamond races and get to the Derby in the old days. But now you gotta go and you gotta prove your horse is qualified for the Derby by running in a series of races that are, you know, set up to have quality horses in it. And that's what they're doing. And then they take the Derby prep races, and the next step forward is the Breeders' Cup. And that's why they have the Breeders' Cup winning your end challenge. You got to run the good races, you know, and run against the good horses to make sure that, you know, we've got a good quality horse running in the Breeders' Cup. And so that's what we're doing now. You know, the point that we're at now, you know, with the horses, we've got a lot of good races that are coming up. If you look on our website, you'll see all the stake races every week that'll be running, and you'll see all the winning your end races that'll be running every week. And it will, you know, kind of give you an idea of where they're going at, because each TV broadcast we'll have on our website will explain more and more about the winning your end, who they are, kind of give you an idea of where this, the dirt mile is going to add, you know. It'll tell you who all the top contenders are and everything. And leading right up to the Breeders' Cup, you'll know who. And so we'll keep you informed. And believe you me, our shows, our live shows are a lot better because I'm not on it. I don't have the mind. I don't have the looks. And I don't have the savvy for what I'm doing, but I'm having fun at it. You know, and I'm trying to get people interested in it too. So what we want you to do is Google, if you go on to the internet and Google equine events in your area, it will tell you all the events that you have in the area that you're in or the area that you're going to. And you'd be surprised how many free events there are, how many equestrian facilities there are around you that you can take the family and go out to and spend a Sunday afternoon or a weekend. Like the Kentucky Horse Park in the spring, they have the Kentucky 3-Day Rolex. And it's show horses, it's Grand Prix jumping, it's cross country and dressage. And it's a great weekend and great for the family to go see. You know, and the other thing, like say, if you're in the Ohio area, there's racetrack called Thistle Downs. And it's a nice little racetrack. And this on the 21st of June, they have the Ohio Derby. Post time is 8:20 p.m. It'll be a night race. It's a $500,000 race. And you can see 10 of the best horses, you know, in the country running that. And some of these horses will go on to the Breeders' Cup. But, you know, it's a nice place. Go to Thistle Downs, take the family, good food, good entertainment. There's a lot that you can do, you know, there. Let's see, the $500,000 Ohio Derby in mile and an eighth on the dirt. Post time is 8:20. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, who wins that. A lot of good horses there and a lot of good trainers. But hopefully I confused you enough to make you scratch your head and say, hey, I've got to see what that guy was talking about and start checking out some of these races, the Breeders' Cup and the Triple Crown and Saratoga. Saratoga is a great place to be right now. It's a great place. There's so much to do in the Saratoga area, you know. It's just unbelievable. They have a SPAC, which is a Saratoga Arts and Performance Center. They've got all kinds of concerts there. You name it, they've got it there. The food's great. Lake George's up there. There's just so much to do, you know, when you go to that area. And if you check out all the places when they have, like, the Preakness in Baltimore and the Belmont Stakes in New York, you know, you can make a nice little weekend out of it. So hopefully I confused you enough to make you scratch your head and say, hey, I'm going to see what in the heck he was talking about and go see some of them. But we'll look forward to talking with you next Thursday morning at 10:30. We had a little technical difficulty here, not only with the broadcast, but with me. Had technical difficulty in my mind and all. But like I said, Google equine in your area and go see some horse stuff.